that the soup does not have shishim. 60 measures, there is no reason arise. Why? Because the nevela becomes, the identity of the nevela becomes bottle in the home of the shchut. In the home of the shchut. So, but the kasha of the mashal is, but even assuming that klapishmai is galia, that there is no shishim. So then the nevela gives a tam, nevela, in the soup. So what if it is, if there is rov in the shchut or neged, the nevela? But we can feel a tam, of the veil in the soup. So tamki, yeah. So I explained it at that time when he learned that let's say we cannot say that if a person they sell today, kosher meat that has the tam of bacon. So you cannot say that it's osir. But tamki, yeah. The answer is tamki, yeah. Is only shayach if the tam originates in something that is osir. But if through chemical means you affect the tam of bacon, then it's not osir. So the Meile, the Rashba holds, and this is the psak of the Mechaber, that the Rashba holds that in this case where you have rov of the shchuto, so the Meile, the Nevele becomes bottled, the identity of the Yisr, of the Nevele, is lost, becomes bottled in the rov of Nevele, that's Mimimine. Midrash, it becomes bottle. So even assuming that there is no shishim in the soup, neged the nevele. So nevele, you'll be able to feel the time of the nevele in the soup. But that time of the nevele in the soup is like the time of bacon that one feels in the kosher. Because the yeast, the shemisa was spotted through the beetle in the shrut. This is how we explain it. So in other words, so in Mele, the Akedesha says, now in this case, when Cholov became Voz, he was Mikivos. So as a result of the Meliche of the Cholov became Voz, so the Cholov became Voz, the Cholov Akosh absorbed particles of Voz. Now he puts it in milk, in order to curdle cheese. And there is no shishim in the milk. Neged the chol v'kosh. So that means that possibly there is no shishim neged the particles of basar. We don't know how much basar there is. So we are assuming that there is no shishim in the chol, in the totality of the chol, neged the particles of basar. So in Mele, it's possible that the particles of basar give it tam, basar in the milk, in the cheese. So it should be osir. That's the kasha of the Yosef. So the Rambam says, since that those particles of basar were mixed up, were nisari with the cholov akosh, and the heftz of basar the cholov did not take effect. Because why didn't it take effect? After all, with the Rambam it should have taken effect, because through the melichet, through Maliach Harei Kereseach, through Kopush. So the particles of Bosor gave the tam in the Cholov HaKodesh. It should have become an entity of Bosor Cholov. The answer is no. In order to become an entity of Bosor Cholov, so each component must be whole Achille. But the Cholov HaKodesh is not whole Achille, it's Pir Sheba Alme. So maybe it didn't become a Heftz of Bosor Cholov. So since the Cholov Shem Kevo, the Kevo did not become a Heftz of Bosor Cholov on account of the fact that one component of that synthesis, so was Pir Shebalme. So in Mele, the particles of Bosor Alpidin should become bottom in the Cholov HaKodesh. If the Cholov HaKodesh, let's say according to Rashi, that the Cholov HaKodesh is not Pir Shebalme, so then it comes with the Rabbonon Heftz of Bosor Cholov. So it's not shayach to say that the cholov should become bottled in the rov. I mean that the particles of bosor, of the lining, should become bottled in the cholov. It's bosor cholov. There is no beetle. But we don't pass for like Rashi. So the cholov akosh is pir shebalme. So the mele, it couldn't become an entity of bosor cholov. And what was more, the cholov akosh or the particles of the bosor? Of course, the cholov akosh is more. So mele, the linings, the particles of bosor that became absorbed by the cholov akosh, al-bedin became bottled in the cholov akosh. Kodesh. And even the particles of Boso acquired the status of Cholov, of Piyoshi. Became water. According to Rashi, it cannot become water because then it becomes Boso Cholov. Just as you cannot say when milk falls into a pot of Boso, that it should become Boso just because the Boso is more. Because that's the Heftz of Boso Cholov. But here it couldn't become a Heftz of Boso Cholov on account of the fact that the Cholov is pure Sheval. So since it couldn't become a Heftz of Boso Cholov, and the Cholov HaKosh is much more, is raw, negate the particles of Boso that the Cholov HaKosh absorbed, so the particles of Boso lost their identity in the Cholov HaKosh. And even the particles of Boso, Al-Pidin, are to be considered as part and parcel of the Cholov HaKosh. Since the Cholov HaKosh as a unit is Pir Shebaal Malpidin, so even the particles of Boso that Vinciyas give it Tam Mishubach are to be considered Alpidin as Pir Shebaal, because they become bottle. Now you'll ask, how can it become bottle? But it's Heta Beheta. Since the Cholov HaKosh is Pir Shebaal, so the Cholov HaKosh couldn't become an entity of Boso Cholov. So, and the particles of Boso is Heter, and the Cholov HaKosh is Heter. But we saw, when we were in Tarubes, that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch is Siman Reish Tzadik Tes, when you are Mi'arei Tzemer, the raw material of Tzema Gmalim, with the raw material of real Tzemer, so then, there is bit of the rov, and then you can make a baget of this mixture together with linen. So that means that these rishim say that there is bit by heta beheta also. There is a machlekes rishim on that. But the psak of Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kvarim in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes is that there is bit of heta beheta. So here too, when he was meleach the keivo, the Cholo Bikivoso. So there, at that time, there was a talubes formed between the particles of the lining of the Kevo and the Cholo Bakosh. Both are Heter. And the Heftz of Boso Cholov didn't become. So the Mele, what was more? The Cholo Bakosh was more. So the Mele, the Chalishen Boso of the lining of the Kevo became bottle. It lost its identity. And all merged in the Cholo Bakosh. Since the Cholo Bakosh in its entirety is Pir Shebaal Malpidin, so mainly even the particles of Boso that the Cholo HaKosh contains also have a bit of Pir Shebaal, because it becomes bottle in the Cholo. Becomes bottle in the Cholo. This is what the Dark Elation means. Now, the Taz mentions this Dark Elation. With the Dark Elation, Cholo Kalzeh, L'havikin Eisim Tam Ba'Eisim Tam, Kibu Shekibu HaCholo of Tam HaKibu, Havikin Tam Rishin, אלא הטעם, וגם טעם בוסר הניב לבו, הווה כפיר שבאל. הווה כפיר שבאל. Now, the Shach, mentions what Rabbi Yosef says, and in regard to the kasha of the Dark Elation, that it's not nisim tam, but nisim tam, so he says that the Dark Elation misunderstood the Rabbi Yosef. The Bes Yosef didn't mean that it's Nesim Tam Balisim Tam. The Bes Yosef mentioned that as a motion. Just as we see, what the Bes Yosef meant was something else. Just as we see, Dogim Sholu Bikar Shal Boso, Mutaloch Lom Mikoyzech. Why is Mutaloch Lom Mikoyzech? Because it's not Banat. So what's the reason of not Banat? It's not Aloch Lom Mishim Sinai. Not banat is muter. The reason is why not banat is muter, because the tam boso becomes a tam kolosh. Once it goes through two stages, so then the tam boso is very faint. That's why it's muter leichlom mecholok. In other words, if let's say you cook, let's say according to the Rishonim you say that not only dogim sholu bikar shel boso, but even dogim shenizbashlu bideiro shel boso muter leichlom mekosech. So even that is a tam kolosh. Let's say if you cooked in a fleshy kepat pasiyei, according to many rishonim, if you cooked fish in a fleshy kepat pasiyei, so then you're allowed to eat that fish according to many rishonim, and according to Pesachim Chabatu, so with milk. Why? Because first the meat gave it tam, boso, and nigdeh. then when you cook the fish in the gdeire, so the gdeire gave it tam in the fish. So it's a derivative tam. So we say you're allowed to eat that fish with cheese, with milk. Why? Because it's nasi tam alis tam. So the Shem explained it, the Rashba, the Ram, they explained it on the basis of tam kosh. In other words, what does it mean? Because when you eat that fish, you can, so if you are a good dilettante, food dilettante, so then you will be able to detect the tam boso in that fish. But that tam boso that you detect in the fish is very faint. It's very weak. So it's tam kosh. So the reason as to why nesin tam ba nesin tam is mut aloch mechalo is not of a special aloche of nesin tam ba nesin tam per se. Nesin tam ba nesin tam happens to have a tam kosh. V'horaye, if it is idom acharif, so then Narbanat will learn it, Tarubes. If it is idom acharif, so then Narbanat is also a ser. Why? Because if it is a sharp thing, so then it's not kosh. When it's not a sharp thing, then, if it's a derivative tam, it is a tam kosh. But if it is a sharp thing, so even though it's a derivative tam, it's still sharp enough to be substantial, not to be kosh. So the Meile, this is, so the Shach says, this is what the Taz, this is what the Bes Yosef meant. The Bes Yosef mentioned the Hamelei Gmoi Dogim Shalom Mikaro. So he mentioned that as a dimin. We see the dimin in the case of dogim shol mikaro shol boso, so it's mutar lochol mikusach. Even though there, it's a tam mishubach lidamah, but the tam is a tam kosh. So we see that when the tam is a tam kosh, so it's not osir. So Allah has kamo bichamo here. True, that the particles of boso that are contained in the chol kosh might give a tam in the milk. In the regular milk, but what kind of a tam will it give? After all, it will give a tam through a certain medium. It doesn't give a tam directly because the particles of boso did not become mixed directly with the regular milk. It is through the medium of the chol hakosh that became mixed with the regular milk. First, the chol hakosh absorbed the particles of boso. Then the chol hakosh became mixed with the regular milk. So through the medium of the chol hakosh, it gives a tam. So it certainly will not give a strong tam. It will give a tam kosh, and it will be more kosh than the tam of dogim, than the tam of boso that you can feel in the dogim, that one is bashel and derosh of boso. So if over there we say that it's mutar, because there is a diminution in the tam, so lachas kamo v'chamo here, there is even a bigger diminution, because this boso will give a tam in the regular milk through the medium of a pirshe. So how strong could the tam boso be if these particles of boso will have to give a tam in the regular milk through the medium of pirshe? So the tam, there will be tam, but it will be very, very diminished. The tam boso will be substantially diminished, more substantially diminished than the diminution that takes place in the tam boso in dogim shel is bashel with deyoshal boso. So this is why doesn't the shach accept the darkim eishes tam? So we could say, because if you remember, you should remember, so then in Simon Tzadik Ches, so in regard to the Mashal's Hasogi against the Mechaber, as to why the Mechaber says, even Misari, Minim, Shemin, Minay, Vinishba, Minim, Shinachim, Raminov, Vishale, Vinida, Shirubi, Heta, Minay, Rain, Shimini, Kilay, Kilay, Vashom, Minimum, Batley, so the Mashal is classic. So the Taz agrees with the Psach of the Mechaber. But the Shach, he really agrees with the Mashal, and he says that the Rashbo, when he says Reine Sheine Minle Kileine Vashom Mini Obolov in Vatlei, so he doesn't mean that the Sheine Mini of Heta is Muter. He only means that the Mini of Heta is Muter. But the Sheine Mini is also. Why doesn't he say? So in other words, so the Taz is Chilik HaNeshach. So So in other words, so the shachs, so the shachshita is that even when people is chal, but if in the end it can give it up, so it's considered like mikaoisa. So maybe here too, he cannot agree with the svore of the articulation and say that the reason as to why the bosom does not assa the regular milk when it gives it up through the medium of the kosh is because since it did not become a heftzah was the cholov, when it combined with the cholov kosh, because the cholov kosh component was a pure shivalme, so the melee became bottle. Its identity, the identity of the bosom became bottle. In the cholov kosh, it became bottle in the cholov kosh. So he didn't say that. So he can't say that because true it becomes bottle. Because but in the end, when he places the cholov kosh in the regular milk, and there is no shishim in the regular milk, negate the particles of bosom. So then it should answer it because it then gives it up. Just as the Shach says in the case of Itarubes of Nibimine min Shemimine. So vis-a-vis the Shemimine, we cannot say Rei the Shemimine Kilene. Why? Because in the end, you feel the time of the Neveil in the soup. So here too, in the end, we feel the time of the particles of Bosor in the regular milk. But the Taz over there agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber. So Mimele, he holds that even though, he holds that over there, even though in the end, when one eats the soup, he can detect the tam of the nevel in the soup. So it's mutar, it's like the tam of bacon in kosher meat, because the identity of the nevel was bottled in the mine. So here too, the Taz can say that even though in the end, he can feel the time of the particles of bosor in the regular milk, but the identity of that bosor got lost in the cholov kosh. The cholov kosh, because the cholov kosh was rov ligabe the particles of bosor. Right now, I would like tomorrow I have to give the shiur. I'll try to start very early the shiur in Kiro. So you have to go over the Gemara in Kiro. But after that, I would like to give a short shiur, and don't become scared, it's not a regular thing. I still didn't finish the Shachs and Taz and Simon Pizayan. So after the shiur in Kiro, I would like to have a shiur in Moskva. Now, let us go over the Shach. Now let me go with the Shach. I think it's better than each Indian is for the Taz and the Shach. Right, now, Sikhotei. The Yesh Misheise. Sikhotei and the Shach. The Yesh Misheise. Pirish Bitzol. The Chumash is after the Yisim and the Yau. Of the Kosova Rav Agoi and the Chimia. The Kosova Agoi and the Sifi and the Chau and the Kosova Bitzol. But the Chachimah Mashma became a part of the Mita Mikosh. In other words, that whereas the Mashal, he passes like Rashi, but the Mechaber and Ramo, they don't pass like Rashi at all. Miu bitzoleil, daite da filo bidevedos, uchi yosef agoi, miu nire, vil chathilo oser abdikorus mishumar esayim. Kmo shikosu bisi dalit. ומשאו פרקבוס עשינו קובזיים, פוסק דאפינו קורוש חושב חול מים, שמידים מכנש, תחיל מיר לעשרה, תחיל לעשרה כאחות. וחדן ברמוס אז, חול ונמצא בכיבו, שמידים לה בכיבוסו, או ישום עד בלי מאחות, או סוב עמד בו. So when is it עושה, only when it is in the בכיבוסו. So then it's מביא אחרי זה עושה, or if it was קורוש 24 hours. But the Ramo, amazing, makes a comment, וחתחילים ללמיכי בכיבו עד שיצטני, החולוב בישר חכי. So, לכתחיל ראשים פרים את הדור. So, הטעם מפור השום שחולוב הקיבו, חרי וחומוס, שהרי מבידי, שמי מחסו בו, זאת אומרת, So, if an account of the fact that it's חרי וחומוס, so it could absorb, so it should be also have it also. And if it couldn't absorb, an account of its חריפס, and its חימוץ, so why is it also לכתחיל? Someone So why is it l'chatchila osir? Why is it l'chatchila? So the pshat is very simple. In other words, in l'chaname, a mashu, it would absorb even if it's not kovish for 24 hours. It's not kovish. A mashu, it would absorb. And as a matter of fact, we saw in Tarubes, we learned regarding the question of a heter shekofshei b'kliisa. So the Isa b'heter says that it's osir. The taz is massive. He's in the cafe. He says, why should it become osir? After all, when is it nifla to nifla after 24 hours? So then it's already in a stamping gun. This is not the taz, and we saw that the shach agrees with the taz. That heter sheshor b'chli yiseh for 24 hours does not become osir, because by the time it is bileya, the time it's already in a stamping gun. But then we saw that the Mogavron, Beches Pesach, Simen Tov Mem Zayin, he says that it is osir. But according to the Mogavron, so what does the Mogavron say? Why is it osir? Why is it osir? Because it's mibasachas. So that Mogavron must have reference to the case where, let's say, somebody cooked, let's say, bar isir in a certain part. And then, the moment he finished cooking it, he took out the bar isir, and it was kevish in bar heter. He came to buy it. But if a certain time intervened between the bishul of the iser and the putting in of the vaheter, so then we cannot say that it's going basachs. But then we saw that the crazy placey, so he says that it's osir for another reason. Even if he doesn't put the dvar heter in the kevish of iser immediately after the bishul of the iser, but let's say, even if he waits, let's say, 6 hours, or even if he waits 10 hours, let's say he was mevashel in a part in Dvar Isa, so that part was Beliya Isa. Then he waits 10 hours, and then he puts in a Dvar Heter, and it is short 24 hours. So that Dvar Heter, after 24 hours, will become osir. But it should be next time with Dam, so the crazy place he says, because he doesn't mean that Kovush for 24 hours is Beleya, is Pelik and is Beleya, so everything happens as the clock, strikes 12 hours, so then all the plate comes out and all the big. I mean, that's, it's not so. So it's a gradual process. But, so why do we say it takes 24 hours? Because even less than 24 hours, even in 1 hour, there's a little bit of bleed. But it's less. It's such a minimum that it couldn't give it up. So it's bottle, it's only a mash. But a little bit of clear there is, even when it's kovish a little bit. But it can't give it up. So mainly that's the pshat. That's the pshat here. So when he says, "Atchilei la'nicha atam yifurish echol ba'kevo chor v'chomutz she'amamidim be'i," so it's like tzir. Alright, fine. So if it's like tzir, so if it is like tzir, so monefsheh, if it was not choked, the shiur kovush b'tzir, v'shiyalav d'abrich v'yatechenu, so why should it be also l'chatchile? The answer is kovush b'tzir. So then, in order to absorb a substantial quantity of the bosor, of the lining of the cable, so it must be, it must elapse the time that it takes. But if that time didn't elapse, so a minimum will be absorbed. But it's also going to allow it to absorb a minimum. Alright. Because of Rabbeinu Simen Tzadik Aleph, Vim Kedai Vishetzorich, Shilishe Bimchosek Nishit Na Aleir, Vim Yas Vardeach. Now this is the Shach Steretz on the Taz Kashe. The Taz is the Kashe. Why does he say, Ache Misamech Bicholo, even without Shishim in the Cholo, it should be Muter, because the Rosh Hiteh, that's not important, the Rosh Hiteh, what the Rosh Hiteh is. In other words, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Mechaber and Ramo, Paskin, Simen, in Simen Tzadik Aleph, that were something asas kedeklipe, and it's impossible to be kelei. So even without chishin, let's say in the liquid, so even without chishin, it is muter. So the terrorism, because the kesef is no here. Here we require, so here it only asks, Moliach HaRei Keteach, if it's not in Dova Shomim. So it only asks in the Klipe, so the Teretz of Nikudas HaKesed is, no, here it's not just Moliach. Here it's Moliach Bitziah, because the whole of Akebo is Chari Bechomo, so it's like wine. It's like Tziah. So there, when it's Moliach Bitziah, it's Meklisha Yimimukev, so even though it wasn't Kovush, Even though it wasn't kovush for 24 hours, just kovush kedishiyal gabeishi yatechenu, so it's considered as kovush and it is matliya bechule. When we say that moliach harei keteach is only matliya kedeklipe if it's idova kovush, when it's not, if we don't have a combination of melech and tzia, but if we have a combination of moliach and kovush b'tzia, so then it's matliya bechule. That was the Teretz. So this is what the Shach says. V'tzolom she'i kolkach she'i nechum achlas milchi. V'mir edaf v'didon dikaimo. V'mlich lesa miyad v'chein afu v'milach miyad k'der ha'shem milchum mitzli. V'kol mo kem yesh lahata kam v'devet yim yimbidu b'gvinis yim yimnim la v'chal gavni. Kim yidlap v'cha v'poskim v'cha v'mfolom choshet v'ki parash v'ba'al me'afim v'tzolom. The sheet of the leaf is that kim yimtzolom has a bit of pirash. וגם מוצא רבונו נתיר אינו עושה לו דרבישו ולא ילדים מליכם. אוי שומע בימך פירש בישראלית, דהבי כקורש. עושו להמדי, משמע דהין חילו בין קורש ליצור, והיין לך תחילה, ויאף אגב דימות הלוואה שבקורש אפילו לך תחילה, הוס משען שאין כאן ניסה לו של משום חוב, וחיל בקורש הוא אבי כפירש, אבל לא חבי בפירש הוא, מקום לו כי מנינים לך לשאום מישראלית, בקיבו, על כל חוך, קיבלו, תאמיר הקיבה לא חרוסר, וכתחיל לעמד בגבינס, מי יום ידעב את דעס המחל בספרי, ויש לה אתם חולים, וכך סוסו כאן, ואין כן דעס הרב והגוי. עד שיהי סמר בכל, כלומר עד שיהי סמר בכל אוף שהמי, ונעסו בגבינס, נגד החול אוף, שאוי המקיבו, שנעסה מקיבו, משיבוס בכל, ולחיר הקושי, now that part of the שח, we already discussed, ולחיר הקושי, המה יסעתי בסורך, הוא החולב של קייבו עושה מעצמי שנעשה נובילה, וכן אמרנו לכמון, ריש סימן קופה אלף, דין דיכטיך עובר משחה ביתר ומסור מהכנס עצמו, כי נובילה בו זה בחולב, עד כאן, ואם כאן כאילו שהוא דובר המיימים, אך הוא בלב בבוטו, וכמי שכוסף בספידה לו, חיפש על מודחי, וצ'מסממני, אין שום צ'מסר הפרשים שבן אברום, במאי זה שעושה גבילינס, מחולב של קייבו, ואין צורך הזמן בזה חסק, שהחולב הוא במעט נדקי, שהגבילס הסורס, כאילו שהוא יסמי מדי, אני סתם, אתה משם, ואף שהטור כוסה גם כאילו שכוסה הרב, יש לו אין לדעת טור סביר לדובר המיימית שעושה בו במסמך, וחידס רבנתם ללמוד אחד. בקוס רבנתם שלי זה רבנתם ישראל כדור הלוכן. זה דובר המיימית הכי גדול את זה בוטו. Even, so כל מקרה רבנתם, even if you curdle cheese, in the veil renet, so it's good. He's really kind of overlooked, but the Gemara mentions it. So the Hamletam holds that the Gemara mentions it ligabe a mani of Avidizore, of Tashmishi Avidizore, or Zifre Nesi, Zifre Avidizore. So Mishum Chumret Avidizore, so there is a loche that a mani that feel well of the bottom. Mashen came, if it's a mani of the Vele, so according to Hamletam, so it is bottom mishishi. All right, but we don't pass like Hamletam. We don't pass like Hamletam. So we pass that if it is nevela, if someone is mining cheese in nevela vanet, so after the bell of the bottle. So here, but when it was made in the vanet of a shchuto, of a behemah shchuto, so then it's not shaykh to say dovar ha'mayamid, because it's eter, and only if the bosom is so commingled with the cholov that it gives a tam bosom. Mashayinkin, if there is shishim, so then it doesn't give a tam, so it's muter. But in this case, this cholov tzolom is already became a hefzer of bosom cholov, so it's like the veil of anet. So even with shishim, it should be also. That's the case. ויש לי מר דווקא דבר המים שעושה מעצמי מהמשכי וביל אמיר לגוד מה שאם כן אוכל של המים ודוסה מעצמי ושתרוך לבוס בחולות וכרבות ושפיר ואפיל לילי לבוס בחולות מהמשכי נסעו לבי אישו חושב כיבו ושאו יצע ובמיד ביחקי ניסע במשהו אוכל כמו שבו ברבון סביר הרב וחושב כיבו ושאו יצע ומשניסע במים בכל שום עין שום ומי הוא ביסה בהתה כבר מנזיין, מלחס, איזה שאלו, עם כל משחושת כולגוש לי את זה, ונראה, נסביר עלי, והרב להיות לו בזה. So in other words, the Ramo doesn't agree with this better. So the Shach has this discussion, and the Shach give a Teretz. So the Shach give a Teretz in two ifanim. One if it is that the Ramo, the two, the Ramo, they agree with the Shita of the Raimot. But then, in the second Teretz, they could even agree with the Shita of the Ramo. That by Bosa the Cholov, one is the Bosa combined to the Cholov, and the Cholov, the Bosa give a Tam of Bosa on the Cholov, or vice versa, the Cholov give a Tam of Cholov in the Bosa. So then, each component, each ingredient becomes a Hechter of the Cholov. And that's the reason as to why actually Sechti is Osea, because the moment there was a combination, a synthesis, so each raw material, each ingredient, became a Hechter of Isa. Hechter of Isa. But the Raimit Shiti is not. That the Isa consists of the synthesis, and even after a combination took place between the Cholov and the Boso, the essence of the Isa still consists of the synthesis. So then you ask, so what if you negate the synthesis when you squeeze out the major portion of the milk that gave it tam Cholov in the Boso? So then. The boss should be mutter. So the answer is the reason is why Yavshal Sifti is also because of his special aloche of that as a remnant of Israel, since it became Osea, so it remains Osea. But the essence of Israel consists not in each ingredient, but in the synthesis, in the two of them together. So Mimele, we couldn't apply the aloche of our mind of the bottle. If the Mitzias had been that the synthesis is the catalytic agent, then it was an army. But the synthesis is not the catalytic agent. It's the Cholov that is so sharp and so acidy that serves as a catalytic agent and as a stabilizer. So so it's the Cholov detached from its partner, the lining of the bosom, that serves as a catalytic agent. So Mimele we cannot apply, and the Cholov detached, separated from its partner, is not a Hefzer of Yisrael, according to the Raimed. So Mimele, we do not apply the aloche of the Ramayla of the Rambam. Then it says that even according to the Rambam, we could say that when does the Rambam say that each component becomes a Hefzer of Basar Cholo? That's only when it became a Hefzer of Basar Cholo in the Raisa. Masha'i came here when it became a Hefzer of Basar Cholo in the Rambam. So even if we agree with the longness of the Rambam, so we could say when it becomes a Hefzer of Basbacholov with Rabbanon, then the Hefzer of Isa consists of the synthesis. This is what it says. Alright. Uchubes Rabbi Shimshim and Avon does not kindly. This spirit of the mind may give us shame on the bottle. Uchum if we have a bit more of a shock, I will do the kind of offer. Uchum because of Al-Khaba and Kimida as you know. Ha-Cholov, the Shimshibola, Makimba, Mikomo, Kimisa, Visamach Sage, Videik, Videchatzas. Videchatzas. Why did he say Deichat? So he doesn't say Deichat as to the Etzem Svor of Raimi. That we saw in Tarubes, that as far as that Hezber of Efshon Ezechdi is concerned, so that Shara doesn't consider it as a Deichat at all, but he says Deichatzas because the Raimi says Ligabi Efshon Ezechdi. Where Mitzia is the milk, the major portion of the milk that gave it time of milk in the Chichas Bosa was squeezed out, and only a minimum. And that minimum does not give it time of Cholov in the Bosa anymore. So according to the Rambam, even in that case, where the synthesis was negated, was destroyed because you squeezed out the major portion of the milk from the Chichas Bosa. So according to the Rambam, even in that case, the Bosa, Bimtzias, that is Bimtzias separated from its milk, so is considered as a Hefzer Basar Cholov. And I would say, no, it doesn't consider it as a Hefzer. But in this case, where the synthesis does exist, except that it's not a synthesis that serves as a catalytic agent, it's one component of the synthesis the terms that the Rebbe is saying. So there it's very mistaken to say that in the Kotel Raive, but since the synthesis does exist, so as long as the synthesis exists, so then every portion of the synthesis is a Hefzah Zachor. So even though it's only one ingredient that serves as a stabilizer and as a catalytic agent to curdle the cheese, but this ingredient exists in partnership, in association with the other ingredient. So in many ways, it should be considered as a Hefzah Zachor. So apparently, according to the Rambo, even when the synthesis exists, so we do not consider each ingredient as a Hefzer Bisea, but only the combination. That's a bigger Hefzer. That's one step further than what the Raivet says. The Raivet only says that in a case, the Raivet has reference to a case where you squeezed out the major portion of the milk from the Hefzer. So the Rambam says even in that case that the bosor that is detached, that has been seized detached from the cholom, is a hefzer bosor cholom. The Rambam says in that case no, it's not a hefzer bosor cholom. So why is it osir? It's osir because it's a remnant of Israel. And maybe it's only osir the Rabbanon as a remnant of Israel. Masha'ikin in this case where the synthesis exists intact, but even though the synthesis exists, there is a combination. But it's not a combination that serves as a catalytic agent. It's one ingredient in the combination that serves as a stabilizer and as a catalytic agent. So the Rambo says, so the Mele, since it's only one ingredient of the combination that serves as a stabilizer, so we cannot apply the aloche of Dovah Ramani and Balabat. That's it. This is why it's different. But anyway, the shachs mentioned. ותשובה, רבי אנשים שמאחרום, אז מיטיימי, וסביר עליהם, להפילו מים ולהקים, אז כשאירו ליבוטי, ליבוטי. So, אנשים שמאחרום, so in other words, so we have several shikas rashim. We have the shikas of most rashim, and that's the way he passed it, have a ramor, everybody. That's the shikas of the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritwa, the Ram, that the aloche of Domo Ramayim, the Filbel of the Boto, applies to every mind that is Israel, let's say, Nivele Venet. Not Afkia, but his own. Mid Rabbonon, so Dom Ramayim, the Filbel of the Boto, every Israel, but only something that is Osir. But it does not apply to Bosom Cholom. When, let's say, cheese is curdled with Venet of a Nivele Shrut. That not. Why? Because they are far in order that the Israel of Bosom Cholom should take effect. So the bosor must give it time in the cholov, and here the rishishim. So the bosor, the lining of the cable, does not give it time in the cholov. So maybe it doesn't come a hefzer bosor cholov. That's the shita of most rishishim of the Rambam, Rashbo, Ritvora, and the Pesach of the Mechaber Adam. Then there is the shita of Rav Netam, who is the biggest leader, who says that even by the veiler edit, it's got a rishishim. And when we say that it's not got mishishim, but don't mind me, that's Bavli Zohar. Mishim Chumel Bavli Zohar. But, and then, so he's the biggest thing. And then we have the Shite of Rabbi Mishim Shemin Avrom, and takes the Shite in Chum Dach Kuf Dezayin, is like the Shite of Rabbi Mishim Shemin Avrom, that even by Boss of the Cholom, not Boss of the Cholom, but even when cheese is made by Renet, that was obtained from a behemoth shchuto, so we still say that a few bale of the bottle, that's a very big chum. So all those who give a hasher and cheese, so they are fortunate that we don't pass them like this, she did. Private their panosim. So according to Teisa Shite, in Chum Dav Kuf Tezayin, according to Teisa Shite, in Chum Dav Kuf Tezayin, so the only way to make cheese that should be tabachile would be if you have a synthetic stabilizer. I mean, now it's made. A synthetic. The Rambam also mentions it. The Rambam says, the Gabi Gina Sakur, this Hakum is Osel, even if it is Umar Basov, that's a synthetic, a vegetable. A vegetable stabilizer. So that's according to Tesis. And if and cheese that is made through kosher and according to Tesis is also. How do we see that Tesis Shite is like Hashim Shimon Avraham? That Kuf is Ayon Medal. So the Mishnah says that Hamay Midbe, that the Gemara says that Kvinis in the Kehovim is also. So why? Because Mamidi made some behavior came as the baby. Oh, that's how Tam explains that it's not just Eya came as the baby, but it's Eya came as Avrizor. Avrizor, not just the baby. So Teisha says the Kashi, but it's Ayam Dawe. Why does Gemara have to say that the Chachon Masa, even a Sako? Because Mamidi made some behavior came as the baby. Let the Gemara say, if the Shemamit lays on bare cable, the Vela or only Vela, what difference does it make? Let's say that the Goyim make it bare cables, Shchuto. It's still a sale because it was a hollow. The Ramayi of the book, Taymen, the Gemara before a Shtayim goes on the city, Chobim shall be placed on bare cables in Vela. Maya in the Vela, who shake an amen. The age Lema, the Mishum was a hollow, where Yasur be suffering. Mishum Rekel, Yasur and Rabon, the Mishmos of him. So it seems from these stages, you know, we are all accustomed to assume that in the ancient times, some people didn't know anything. I mean, they were not civilized. Only now people know. It's not so. I mean, I'm not talking only about Jews. I'm talking even about the ancient nations. The ancient Egyptians knew how to embalm a disease so that the body of the disease could remain for thousands of years. And the great scientists in Soviet Russia so have to embalm Lenin's body every week, because if they wouldn't do chemical work on Lenin's body every week, then Lenin's body would deteriorate. And they don't know, I mean, they don't have the chemical knowledge of the ancient Khartoumim in Israel. So it's not so, I mean, that in ancient times people didn't know anything, only modern people know everything. So Taisa says, Yesh Lema, Yushim Bosa Becholo, Lo Yasurim Nisofik, Yushim Dereke, Lo Yisur Derabono, Did there are Bishlos Hotel. There are Bishlos Deos. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say that the Chachomim Asad Vines Hakon, because Mamidin Beir Kema Shchut. That they didn't say, because insofar as Kema Shchut, if the Mitzias had been, that the Goyim, Bizman Ataloi would be Mami cheese, Beir Kema Shchuto, so then there wouldn't be any Yisair. Then there wouldn't be any Yisair of Mibele, it would only involve an Yisair of Vasa Becholo. But what kind of Vasa Becholo? Not Vasa Becholo with the Raise, because there are Bishlos of them. So, in other words, so if you are Mami, a cheese in the Oyer Kema Shchuto, so that's like Vasa Becholo that is made. So only with Rabbanon, but Midraise was the whole of it only when it's made through Bish. So Mimele, and since it was not all the time made by Goyim through the king of Shchuto, so Mimele they couldn't isolate. But because of the fact that many times the Goyim made cheese with their Kivas Mimele, and that involved the Nisa Reise, and the Velo is Nisa Reise. So, the Mele, the Chachomim Asad. So, it seems from this thesis that the Goyim, Bizman Atanoim, did not always use Kevas Velo. They used other things too. What they use? Asomim, a synthetic stabilizer. So, that means that in those days, so many times they used a Velo stabilizer. But many times they used a vegetable stabilizer. So, but see, on account of the fact that many times they made the cheese with the Nivele stabilizer, so because Anyway, so we see if Teitz Reshita had been like the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rambam, that when the cheese is human through the Venet of a Behemosh Shchuto, so Teitz should say that it should give the same terrors that the Rambam gives, that Mishimbosav Cholov Lo Yoseh, because only when it gives it time, then it becomes Oseh. But if it doesn't give it time, so even the Rabbanon doesn't become Oseh. When did Rabbanon, when would Rabbanon be saying that without Bishul, it becomes a Hefzor Mosav Cholov with Rabbanon, if without Bishul, but through some other medium, it gives it time of Cholov and Bosav, or Bosav Cholov, let's say, to Kobush, from Yericha and Zoha. Mashiach came, here we don't give it time, there is Shishi in the Cholov, naked aligning of the Shchuto Renet. So, why does the Teitz give the Teretz? So we see the Teitz agrees with the Shite of Rav Meshiv Shimon Aron. Vimo yakim akush kleimar, imo yo achil acholof shel kim. Imo yakim, imo yo acholof shel kim akusho, in sedes tu, api lo yisama bacholof shumad neget acholof shel kim. Va tam di bikorush, choshi va acholof kipir shebao. The regular name of opponent keep what time we are able, we need some time with this, we will have a nice time, but we need some time with Tere, to a time of shame in Israel. We don't really tell him, she blew him in Bosso, who be shown there of Levis. The Russian is a little complicated, but you see, the Shach, he has reference to the Pshat of the Teretz of the Messiosi. So he says, the Havali can nice time, but nice time. So then the document says the kasha, but over there it's nisim tam and nisim tam. Mashenkin here it's not nisim tam and nisim tam, it's just a kleiner nisim tam. So the document is another terence. So the document is another terence. But the shach rejects the document, it's terence, and he agrees with the terence that the Yosef gives. But he says the pshat in the Yosef is not the way the document understood it. You see, Dr. Meish understood the Bis Yosef Teretz to be that here it also involves an Indian of Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam. That's not so. But what the Bis Yosef means is, for the same reason that Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam is Mutter, why is it Mutter? Why are you allowed to eat fish that was cooked in a fleshy pot? After all, the meat gave Tam in the Gdela, and the Gdela gave Tam in the fish, so why should you be allowed to eat that fish with milk? Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam. So the pshat is because it's a Tam Kosh. Because a substantial diminution has taken place in the Tam as a result of going through two processes. First, one Nisim Tam and another Nisim Tam. So the reason is not because Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam per se. It's because if it's Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam, so then there is the Tam is Niklash. Is Nikbash. And no Raya, if it's in the Bacharif, so then Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam is Osir. Even Nisim Tam and Nisim Tam is Osir, because then the Tam is not Nikbash. So he says, so in this case, it's certainly Nikbash. But it doesn't mean, this is what the Shach is saying. He says, claim, Imoyo Acholov Shemikei Bokhusho, in Seres Kuma, Kuloy Sama Bokhulov Shuma Neged Acholov Shemikei, the Atam to be called Shoshu Bakhulov to Pirsha Baum. The regular name of Akopon keep the town, the Rakego, this town between us. So that's the Kasha of Bishos. We will have a missing town, but missing town with Tere. And we cannot say, as the Bishos says, according to the interpretation of the document, we have this Tamar is Tamar Tere, to a Tamar Shein in Yisurehu, we don't have Tzolim Shebuim in Boso, who Bishlo Midirach Leves, Shekos Vatur Mchabas in Tzalidale Tzivo, Bitzol Alpon in Tzamach Negel Boso Shem Tzolim, Bochanam in Tzol Tzamach Negel Acholov, Shomim Bekeimo, Yadinu Kamabolo Makeimo, Dihoch Eshan, oh, so now comes the text, Dihoch Eshan, Vinkei Amitam, Shekibu Perish, Pirosh is a male, which is Chabaraki in Cholov Gomu, Shememenu Naase Adino, Sheyelich in Itam Boso, Ding, the boss, the atelazo, of course, I was on the shame, Avo, Kishimikomokim, Kibutam, Boss, because I'm not really sitting down, but isn't down, Kidom Shom, because Shemitolo, Musa, which is boiling coming to the cave, Akalashem, the Kim Yof, the Lidogim Shom, because the Avanism of Nisitam, Tere, Kim Shabo, Lisa, Shabosom is in town, Biko, Bako, Dogim, the Nisman is in town, Tere, who can't go home like a cane, the case, Avo, Hokel, Havel, 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 nisen tamme tere. Dein Akele bechol wa komisch. Yuchol akos gemein bechai da wa nisen tamme nisen tamme. Du musst ihn jetzt boi besim zadikei. U wem es kosa bkeini fische ho, bini wa kis Yosef. She kosa bizo rishini. Wa tamu shim linkea bi tamu she kibu pepir she ze. She akidobim she kibu tamu boso. Muda le chabro wa hakeini mcholo. Vi kolchke ze she pire vi gobo botul she. Vi keiach u kamu tamu boso. U leilo ze a tamu imi lechaber. Eise im cholo wa grino ha mikves. Bui wa asis. Oz boso bechol of dabi. Vu am nisen tamme nisen tamme. Mitzach chum pa lishkom rat fa mishini. Behevi. Doch en name nisen tamme nisen tamme. אלא משמצד שהוא פילג' גור היסר ניסים בניסים טעם ולסק ואוכל אב ניסים טעם בניסים טעם כלל וכמו שבסבתי אלא בחיבים שהוא פילג' גור גור ניסים טעם ניסים טעם זה לא זה נעד מה שבאתי לסק he, you see, the Levush accepted the tenets of the Bess Yosef and he understood the Bess Yosef the way the documentations but the only difference is the documentation understood it that way that the Bess Yosef meant mamish that this is an Indian of Nagbanat, and he was Masik, and the Levush accepted. So maybe the Shach is Masik and Levush. We couldn't say that. This is not Nagbanat, because this is analogous to the case of Tzolim Shebuim Miboso, who Bishlom Yidel Cholemes. So then we require Samech Neged Boso Sheb Tzolim, we don't say it's Nagbanat, because after all, because he was mivashin l'dir cholabes not boso but only onions that absorb boso. The answer is, but the onions that absorb boso represents the primary tam of boso, not the secondary tam, not the derivative tam. So here too, the pirshe, this cholabakosh represents the primary tam of boso, not the derivative tam of boso. So he rejects the levush tam. The Levush accepted the Bess Yosef Teretz literally, and he agrees with it. But the kasha is, how can we equate this with Nagbanat? After all, Nagbanat, so there is a derivative term, but here is the primary term. This is mamish analogous to Tzolim Shebolim Yiboso, who Bishlom Yidero Chlemes in the Milchike Kele. So then we require in order. So then we require shishim negative boso, and we don't say, well, that tam boso is not to be regarded in any way because it's like not banat. No, the answer is no, it's not banat. It's the first tam, it's the primary tam. It's not the boso itself, but it's the primary tam of boso. Mashenki, fish that was cooked in a fleshike pot. So it's not the primary tam, it's the derivative, it's the secondary tam of boso. That's why it's muta to eat it with milk. But here is the primary tam, like solim shebolim with boso. So here the pirsh was beleyah, boso. It's mamish analogous to the case of solim shebolim with boso. Now, Tzvi Batzadik says the Teretz, explains the Tzvi Batzadik in the margin here. Bechol Makor. Bitzorich Leima, Bidaz HaTerezor. The bottom line on the margin. The Chibi Shehu Kosh in the Nesa Me'aposo the Pirish Goy Nesa. Vitam Seposo Shebroi Akate Tere Mishimoche Avenis Tam Vanis Tam Vetere Vihodi Bitzorim Masrinon Tam Sheini Hosom Dera Bishn Diyesh Isatero Avo Kam Bikomish Dibosa Becholo Dera Bonon לא יחמירו בטעם שני. לא יחמירו בטעם שני. So in other words, so he says that the shite of the Terezor, that's a very big fish. In other words, you see, the Primi Godin said it as a double poshut. He said it as a double poshut. That according to the psak of most Shein, except Rashi, all the Shein pass, the tam ki iker is the raise. So then, according to the shita of most shem, that we pass the tam ki iker is the raise, then it certainly is also the raise to eat the milk that was boiled in a fleshike kele ibase. And not only is it also the raise to drink that milk and you are chayim malkes on that milk, you are even chayim malkes on the bishul of milk in a fleshike part that is a basin. I mentioned it. I mean, this is the primigodim. he says, yeah, according to Rashi, the Tam Kinkia is the Rabbanon. So my show is showing Tam Kinkia is only the Rabbanon. But by Moshe B'Cholom, it's certainly not something that I say because there is a special Av, which is Vashem Yim Halevim. But then we can say, since there is no Aloha of Tam Kinkia in general principle, but this special Isem of Moshe B'Cholom, so the special Isem of Moshe B'Cholom applies only to a case where the Boso directly gave a Tam in the Cholom. Let's say when you are Mevashel, Boso with Cholom, in the same path. But when you are Mevashel, Cholom, in an empty pot, but if we should get part of Basiemei, then, so the Boso doesn't give directly a Tam in Cholom. The Boso first, let's say, if you cook meat at 6 o'clock this morning. And then now, it's a Basiemei, I take the same part that is clean, and I boil milk. So the Boso does not give directly a Tam in Cholom. The Boso at 6 o'clock in the Tam in the day. Now, I boil milk in the day gives a Tam in the Boso. So it's a secondary town, but it's not Bonadia Tere, because at the time it is a secondary town. Is it a real town? It's already Suret, then it's already a secondary town of Boso Kolo, not of Boso. You see, when you cook, let's say, fish in a fleshy pot, so the meat gave a town of meat in the pot, and then when you cook the fish, the pot gives a town in the fish. So it's a secondary Tam Letere. Mashenke, when you cook milk in a fresh kepati basieme, so the meat gives a Tam Letere, and now the Tere gives a Tam Lehoro. So it's also a secondary Tam, but not a secondary Tam. The Tam Sheni is a Surah already. It's Basal Lehoro, it's not Basal. So the Primigodim assumes that according to the to most Hashem, who passed Tam Kinkia Deraise, so one is Chayav Malkes, not only if he eats milk that was cooked together with meat, but even if he eats milk that was cooked in a fresh kepati basyeme is Chayav Malkes. And not only that, but if the Megodim takes it for granted that if somebody cooks for a goy milk in a fresh kepati basyeme, so it's Chayav Malkes. Why? Because we say, Tam Kinkia is the Raise. So in the Mele, since Tam Kinkia is the Raise, so, and Tam Kinkia the Raise, we learn it out from the Ulam Midyon. So, there are two psukim from which we learn out the Aloha of Tam Kinkia. One posik is the Tzerzakosuk of Mishos. Mishos. Mishos means by Nozir. In other words, the Nozir takes the grapes and he soaks them in water. And then you drink the water. So there is the first time. Because the grapes directly gave a Tam in the water. But the other pasuk from which we learn how the Aloha of Tam Kinkia is Gula Midyon. What does Gula Midyon mean? The Kaelim of the Midyonim. So that word they will belay all kinds of weirds of Yisurim. The Bele of Chelev, of Chelev, of everything. So the Israelites were commanded, were mitzvah to be Magyar. And they were not allowed to eat anything in that Bele, Basieme, if it didn't go through, if it wasn't subjected to Agor. Why? Because the Nivele gave it Tam in the Kdeire, and then if a Jew cooked, let's say she put on it, so the Kdeiro gave it Tam in the Bosor Heter, the Bosor Heter. So there it's also a secondary Tam. It's a second Tam. And it's awesome. So Nivele, the Primigodim says that since we pass Tam Kinkia is the Raise, so one is Chayev, Malkes, not only if he eats milk that was cooked together with meat, but even if he eats milk that was boiled in a fresh kepati basyeme, and he's even Chayev Malkes for cooking such a part. He considers it a double portion, but it's not such a double portion. Most poskim say that. But it's not self-evident. We could say it's to the contrary too. And we could say that even though we pass the Tam Kinkia is the Raise, but why? Because the Xerxes Akos, and we know that Tam Kinkia is the Raise. Tam Kinkia is the Raise, even in connection with Kaelin, that the Xerxes Akos will be Midyon. But we could say, when is Tam Kinkia the Raise? By Isunabon, let's say, will be Midyon. So, in other words, so the Kaelin of the Midyonim had the Glee of Israel, the Bale of Treif, of Chelem, of Dam, of everything. Some Mele, those Kaelim or Osa, you're not allowed to be Mevashel in those Kaelim. Even though when you are Mevashel, so you don't have the first time, the primary time of the Israel, of Yisur HaBolav, but the secondary time. Because the Nevi'im gave a time in the Gdeira of the Midianim, and then the Gdeira of the Midianim gave a time in the Heter that the Israelites cooked. So it's the secondary time, the derivative time. So, but it's a derivative time of Isumabah. But maybe when you boil milk, when they boil milk in a French Kipati Basieme, so it's a secondary time of Heter. So in other words, so by the time, so first there is no, there was a Tehrabah, and then so the Boso gave the time of Boso on the Deire, and then the Deire gave the time in the Cholov. Of course, by the time it reaches the Cholov, so it's Boso the Cholov. But maybe the Aloche of Tam Kiker has no application. Maybe there's a concept of Tam Kiker has application only to Isurabah. We learned that from Gula Midyo. And as far as the special Zerazakosu of Boso Cholov is concerned, so of course, there it's always Boso is Heter and Cholov is Heter. So you have a special Zerazakosu that when the two combine, so it becomes a Heter Boso Cholov. Why? Because of the Boso Vashu Imachalimimei. That might have reference only where the Boso directly gives time in the Cholov, not where the Boso first gives a time in the day and then the day gives a time in the Cholov. So you could argue that way. But the Pnigodim and the Crazy Placey and most poskim, they assume, they take it for granted, that inasmuch as we pass the Tam Kiker is the Raise, so the Mele then Zeras HaKosuf has application not only to Yisur HaKolah, but even to Terebol. So the Pnekodim only says, you can consider that question only according to Rashi, that we pass the Tam Kiker is the Rabbonon. So he still could say, even according to Rashi, that by Boso Cholov, so it's also in the Raise, even when it's the secondary time, because of the special Zerazakosuf. But we could say, since we have no Zerazakosuf of Tam Kiker that applies into the secondary time, that is learned out from Gula Midyon, so then the Zerazakosuf of Tam, Tam Boso Cholov itself, in the Pesuk of Rashi Mechalavine, that applies maybe only to the primary time, when you are the Yom Vashel Boso Cholov, not when you are the Vashel Cholov in the Fleishik Eveira. But so he says, so according to Rashi, so there are two alternatives. But according to all the other Rishayim, Mufaskin, the Tam Kiker, the Raise, there are no two alternatives. Why? Because he assumes that since Tam Kiker is the Raise, we have the Zerazakosuf of Tam Kiker, even with the secondary Tam, the Raya from the Alfusi from Gula Midyon, so there should be no difference between Isurabola and Terabola. But it's possible to argue that way. And this is what the Tzvi Tzadik says. This is what the Tzvi Tzadik says. Behold, the Mitzvah Masrim, Kam Sheni, Hoshom Derav Yisrul, Yishitza Teiro, Adu Kam, Bikomush, because of the whole of the Rabbanon, Lo Yachmir Um Dashim. I mean, well, at least the Tzvi Tzadik can be explained that way. So, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that he meant it, but it could be explained that way. In other words, so the Levush could be explained, you see, in other words, that the Levush is Chelik and Mos Voskin. And the Levush holds that even though we pass in Tam Kiker is the Raise, but how do we know that Tam Kiker is the Raise? Even by secondary time, from Gula Midyon. But Gula Midyon deals with Isurabola, not with Tetrabola. So maybe by most of the whole of the world, it's Tetrabola. So we have a special Zakosuf, but then the Zakosuf has reference to the primary time, but not to the secondary time. So maybe that means when you are Mivashe, so in other words, you can say that when one is Mivashe, Cholov in a Gdeiras Boso Basiemo, so there is not even Isar Raise, and it's only even Isar Rabon. Now, there is one Achrim who says that explicitly. I mean, I don't know whether the Tzvi Tzadik means that, but there is one Achrim, the Yad Ephraim, at the end of Simen Pizayin, now certain extracts of the Yad Ephraim are mentioned here on the margin, but just certain extracts, but not everything. But the Yad Ephraim, that's Chaim Zalman Magolis, and Simen Pizayin, he says, he is chelik on the Primikodim and most poskim, and he says that when one is mivashe cholov in a deras boso basyeim, so it's only Israel, not in Israel. Why not in Israel? I say, but at all, Tam Kiker is the Raise, And so the halacha of tam kikir applies even to a secondary tam. That's giving a medium. When you're mevashel, well, you're mevashel heter in the dira sisa basimo. So that heter is also there. Why? Because the isa give a tam in there, give a tam the heter. So it's a secondary tam, and that's also the reality because of the halacha. Oh, so let this din apply to Masmachov too. So obviously he holds that this there's a kosov of tam kikir that is mentioned in connection with the surah bola has no application to a tera bola. But by Masmachov, if you are mevashel boso of the whole of mamish, where you have a primary tam, so then we have love, but that love does not necessarily deal with the secondary time. That love deals with the case where the Vashel Bosal is Cholov, not Cholov in the Gderoshal Bosal, the secondary time. So Cholov in the Gderoshal Bosal, but saying is only Osam Rabban. So we can explain that the Atarazov that way. So in other words, the Atarazov agrees with the other tribe. So that means that even in this case there is no Isa the Raisa was Bechol. So then you ask, so why do we say in Siman Tzadik Vav that Psalm Shebol Miboso who Pishlo Mideroch Leves, so require Shishim Negri Boso, why should we require Shishim Negri Boso? After all, we don't have here the primary time. The primary time of the Boso, first the Boso gave the time to the Psalm, and then the Psalm gave the time in the Gdeiro. So it's a secondary time. So it shouldn't be yourself. The answer is, with the Rabbanim, it's certainly yourself. So in other words, even the Yad Ephraim is made that with the Rabbanim on a secondary time, by possible hope is yourself. The Yad Ephraim only holds that with the Raisi it's not yourself. So let's say, if Veta was this Bashir, in the Gdeiro, Asli, Beile, Basimo, then it's also with the Raisi. But if Cholov was this Bashir, in the Deras Basimo, Boso, it's not Osam Raisa, but in the Rabbanon it's Osea. So, since it's only Osam Rabbanon, so it's only Osea, this is what the Tzvira Tzadik says. He says, oh, it's all Chlima Gdaas HaTerazov, the Chibu Shehu Kosh, in the Nesa Ma'boros Bepirish, Ma'boros Bepirish. Lo in Nesa, Mitam Boso Shepo Yakat Eteru, Mishu Ma'ach Le'avris Tam Alesitam Betere, Vihod Ebitzol Ima'atschino Tam Sheini, Hosom Derabishon Yishisatere. So in other words, me the Raise, even the Rabishon is not also there, because it's the secondary time. But with Rabbanon it's also. So when, since it's a secondary time, the Pasuk Cholov is only also with Rabbanon, so the Chachomim only asked that the Rabishon, Masha'im can hear, when it's not the Rabishon, I will come, because the Pasuk Cholov, the Rabbanon. So lo yechliru be Tam Sheini, because even the Rabishon, Tam Sheini, of Pasuk Cholov is only also there. But this can only, this certainly cannot be said according to most poskim who take it for granted that if tam kikar is the raise, then even by Masmacholov is the raise. Only, so you have to say that the Terezov agrees with the shite of the Yadifah. Alright, now the next. Im hemi gvino beir kivaskir. Bim yesh batam bosar asur. Bim lav the terez. Bim lav the terez. אבל המים יתבר כן הסתדרו ותרנקו ובין מותניו איסיה בכל שום משום דדוב עודץ את שיטה ברמב״ם ברמב״ם דרש פה דרית ודרק משום דדוב רעוסו בעצמו ומים ידעת לדבר אותו ודווקא שלא היו שום מים נח רק רעוסו אבל אם הוא ישום גם כי מים נהתר אבל זה וזה גרם ומותר היא כסמך נגד ריס so the Ramo mentions it's a bit Kiddush that when do we say that if cheese was curdled with a nivele venet. So the cheese is also because of the Ramayim in Afil Belef Lipotro. That is only if there is no other stabilizer. But suppose there are two stabilizers. Let's say you have nivele venet, then you have synthetic venet. You have synthetic venet. Now, so then, there is one rabbi who is giving the hachshar and such a cheese. On the basis of Zevzegeren, which is not the proper thing. But so the Ramo says that it is mutar. Why Zevzegeren? Zevzegeren. So the Shach says. Now the notion of the Ramo is Abel im hoyoshom gam kein ma'amid heter. Have Zevzegeren. Vidavke shel hoyoshom ma'amid acher. Rak oser. Abel im hoyoshom gam kein ma'amid heter. Aber selbst ist er gehirig und mutter. Pasht es auch schon der Amor. tends to indicate, I mean, I'm saying Pashkes Haloshim because the Shach doesn't understand the Amo that way. But the Pashkes Haloshim, if somebody is not allowed and he would just read the Loshon of the Amo without anyone this, so he would assume that the Amo means that when is the cheese Oseh only when there is one Maimonides. The Maimonides of Neveh Lohelet. But if there are two Maimonides, Neveh Lohelet and synthetic Lohelet, then it's more. That's how it's mash. But the Shach puts a limitation on the Ramos V. Nireh, Sipa Mekor, Nireh, the Dabke Kishido Yisea, Yochei Laham Nivadei, Velo Yahed. Hola Boche Oseh. Olavochos, the Ochel Muchach Lehedi, the Mordechai Shom, Shekosap Shom Rayo Lidinze. So he puts a limitation on this deal of the Ramon. When does the Ramon say that if there are two Mamid, a Heta Mamid, and Nisa Mamid, so the cheese is Muter, that is, if the Isa by itself, the Isa Mamid, in the veil of it by itself, couldn't curdle the cheese, but only through the aid of the synthetic Ramon. But suppose the Nivela Venet by itself is sufficient to curdle the cheese, even though the synthetic Venet by itself is also capable of curdling the cheese, so that it's possible. Of course, that is very reasonable. Suppose the Nivela Venet by itself, the Nivela Venet by itself, the Nivela Venet by itself can curdle the cheese, and the Heta Venet by itself, the synthetic Venet by itself, cannot curdle the cheese, then it's a double portion that it's awesome. But the Shach says that even if the Nivela Venet by itself can curdle the cheese, even though the synthetic Venet by itself can also curdle the cheese, so then the cheese is Oseh. When does the Ramo say that the cheese is Muter, if the Nevela Venet by itself cannot curdle the cheese? But if the Nevela Venet by itself can curdle the cheese, even though the synthetic Venet by itself can also do the job, then it's Oseh. That's a Chiddush. Now, Nira Nidav Keki Shinoisa Yochel Lahami Nevade Lo Yahed. Holago, but if the Yisrael is Yochel Hamid Levadi Veloya Heter, even though the Heter is Yochel Hamid Levadi Veloya Yisrael, so it's us. So it's us. Now, this is a Chiddush. There is one Mishneh in all the Peribes, Mishneh Yudah. Seyo shalchum, vishal tchumo shenoflu isechisot. Loi bozeket ele chameitz, loi bozeket ele chameitz, nitztarfu vichimtzu, reblezer imer, achar achrein alibo. Vachachomim imrim, bein shenof arnisa bitchilo, bein bisof, leilo meinei seyo, at yehei beikin ele chameitz. So here we have a machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomi in regard to the question of Zeviz Egeirem, where you have two Geirem, two factors. And Nisalik Egeirem, a Seir Shal Trumo, so Pozor and Nitzisa, and a Seir Shal Hetadik Egeirem, a Hetadik factor. So a Seir Shal Chum. So suppose each one by itself is incapable of accomplishing the purpose of serving as a catalytic agent as a stabilizer, whatever it is. In other words, the catalytic agent of Truma by itself is incapable of fermenting the dough. And the other by itself is also incapable. But the two together, through the cooperation of the two, so then the dough can be fermented. So Rebbe Lezer says that it's awesome. Rebbe Lezer says it's awesome. But Chachomim emrim, bein shenof arnisa bitchilo bein bisof, In other words, in view of the fact that the Seir Shal Truma by itself is incapable of fermenting the dough, and it can only ferment the dough with the cooperation of the Seir Shal Chum, so the Meir Zev is a Geirem and it's good. And the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Arizona, says that the machleket between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is on the question whether Zev is a Geirem is good or Zev is a Geirem is good. There's a whole Zev is a Geirem is good. The Chachamim hold if Zev is a Geirem is good, then pass by the Chachamim. So this is the case that the Shach has referenced. So that case is the case that is involved between Rav Elazar and Chachamim and Rav Elazar and Chachamim. How about that case? Now this is Pirei Beis of Ole and Mishnah Dalet. But then we have two other Mishnahs in Ole. Pirei Beis of Ole, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Seir Shalchu 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 V'yeish Be'id Lechamas. So the Seir Shal Heter is capable by itself of fermenting. V'akach Mofal Seir Shal Trumot Oy Seir Shal Koy Haker V'akere V'yeish Be'id Lechamas is Oster. Seir Shal Chu Shalchu 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 V'akach Mofal Seir Shal Trumot Oy Seir Shal Koy Haker V'yeish Lechamas Oster. The Rambam Tanora says that Rav Shimon is not chilling on Mishnah Ches. But this is difficult, so Rabbi Yehuda has the kasha. We see from the Gemara that Rav Shimon is chilek on Mishnah Ches as well. So it's Gemara in Freshes. So that means we have in Mishnah Ches, we have a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbonon, the Tanekame and Rav Shimon. Tanekame says, Seir Shal Chum Shenofal is Yechiso, V'yesh Begit Lechamitz, V'hakach Nofal Seir Shal Trumo, or Seir Shal Lakerem V'yir Lechamitz Oseh. In other words, Tanekame deals with what case? Not with the case that the Rambo deals according to the interpretation of the Shach. The Rambo, when he says Zev is a Geirem is Muter, he deals with the case when you have two stabilizers, an invariant stabilizer and a synthetic stabilizer, and the invariant stabilizer by itself is incapable of curdling the cheese. Only together with the synthetic stabilizer it can affect that. So then the Rambo says it's Muter. That's the sheet of the Chachomim, who are chilek on Rav Elazar in Mishnah Yudalot. But here in Mishnah Ches we have another case where you have two factors, one Geirem Heter, one Geirem Niser, and each factor by itself is capable of doing the job. The Heter factor is capable of doing the job, and the Isa factor is capable of doing the job. And you put in both sayers, both yeast, both types of yeast. So Tanekame says it's awesome. And Rav Shimon, and the Gemara says in so many words, I mean the Rabbi Batanor is difficult, that he is chilek on the Reishi, on Mishnah Ches. So in other words, so it seems that we have machlokes tanoim in regard to each case. In regard to the case where each factor by itself is incapable of doing it, and the two together do the job, we have a machlokes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim. Rav Elazar asks the Chachamim a matter, and of course the Halacha is like the Chachamim, Zev is a Geirem is Muter. So that involves no shy. But in regard to the case where each factor by itself is capable of doing it, but and both do the job, so then we have a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. Not between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, but between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. Is it two separate machlekes or is the same machlekes? So you have a machlekes machine on that. On the base and the Zion Dalet cites the machlekes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim. The machlekes in the base of all the Mishnah Yudalet. Mishnah Yudalet. So, Gemara says like this. Seir Shal Chu, Mishal Chu, Mishal Chu, Sechi, Sovim, Bezek, Lach, Mishal Chu, Sechi, Lach, where each factor, each given by itself, is incapable of doing the job. When it starts with the Chitzu, Rav Elazar and Lach, Lach, in Anubo. החכמים אומרים בין שנופי סמי חתכילה בין שנופי סמי פסוף ואילו מיני זירה שהיא בגיד להחמית שתי סיד אף כוזי מיד אלף סייץ עד שהיא בגיד להחמית פירש בייסר תהי יש בייסר Now, you have to remember, you have to take notice of the fact that this represents Mishnah Yudalev, where Reb Lezer and Chachamim Achilik. So Perish B, Ajayi Mekid Lahachitz, Perish B'Yisem, the E Yesh B'Yisem, V'Gam B'Heta Kedil Lahachmit. Suppose both sayers, both types of yeast, are capable of fermenting the dough. But he put in both types of yeast. The E Yesh B'Yisem, V'Gam B'Heta Kedil Lahachmit, Nirali Rashbo, that's the Rash, Rav Nishim Shimon Avraham, Dishon. So in other words, he's saying, even though here Tesfos is referring to the Chachomim of Reb Lezer, and the Chachomim and Reb Lezer deal with what case? Of Ein Bozeged Lechameitz, Ein Bozeged Lechameitz. But according to Tesfos, it's the same thing. Ein Bozeged Lechameitz, Ein Bozeged Lechameitz, and Yesh Bozeged Lechameitz, the Yesh Bozeged Lechameitz, Tzainach. Hainach. So it's not like the Shach, is it? So it doesn't appear to be like the Shach. So he says, near Perish B'Yisa, the Yesh B'Yisa, the Gamehetak in Lachmitz, near Rashbo Nishore, the Ferbasra, the Misachsa, the Zore, Tanya Seer Shalchum, Mishal Tumo, Shalchum Yiso, who was Zeke in Lachmitz, who was Zeke in Lachmitz, the Chim Tzorsa, the Rabshim in Matia, the Hashte, Haber Rabshim in Kirabon on the Och. So he says, Rabshim in his Matia. So, it goes without saying that according to Rav Shimon, there is a heter of Zev Zekeiren, even in the case where each Keiren by itself is capable of doing the job. The heter Keiren is capable of doing the job, the Issa Keiren is capable of doing the job. So, it's the mutter, according to Rav Shimon, that goes without saying. So, I mean, the Shach will also have to be made. But, what would you say? Over there we have the machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachomim. So, how do we pass from the Chachomim? Over here we have a machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. How do we pass like the Chachamim? So that means we have the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the biggest maker. That's how it seems. I mean, but Tesfos doesn't say that. So one could say that we have three mandomas. We have the biggest machmir, that's Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer in the repeats of all the Mishnah Yudalev. So he holds that Zev is a geyim is oser, even when the Geirem of Isser is incapable of doing the job by itself. So it's the Oser. And at that point, the Chachomim Achilin can be say, in the case where the Geirem of Isser is incapable of doing the job, except with the aid of the Geirem of Eter, then Zev is a Geirem is Buter, and we pass by the Chachomim. Then we have another Machlekes, in another case, between other Chachomim, not the same Chachomim, another group of Chachomim, between another group of Chachomim and Rav Shimon, in regard to the case where each Geirem can do the job by itself. So Rav Shimon goes so far as to be making even in that case. But the Chachomim of Rav Shimon, they say no, that case not. But the Chachomim of Rav Shimon will agree with the Chachomim of Rav Lezer, because they deal with two different cases. That's how one would say it. But Tesis Imsochim doesn't say that. Tesis Imsochim doesn't say that. But who says that? Tesis in Avizor et Achmim Tes, and Tesis in Avizor et Achsamachas. He says that. Oh, actually, hey, we is that in the Hamis, Achmim Tes, in Avizor. Memalo, the Bramasco, takes it to Bramasco, actually, Isa to the Hamas. Perush, the Os Osea, after the age, the Heta Namek in the Hamas. Whereas Tesis in Psochim that of Zion says, in explaining the Rabbonin of Reb Lezer. So he says, the age be Isa, Kidil Hamas, the Gam be Heta Kidil Hamas. So then it's Mutea, in other words, that the Rabbonin of Reb Lezer agree with Reb Shimon, with Reb Shimon's Deen. But Tesis in Abizor et Achmim Tes says, no, the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer say that it's muter if the Geirem of Isa by itself is incapable of doing the job. But if the Geirem of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job, even though the Geirem of Eter by itself is also capable of doing the job, then Zev is a Geirem is also according to the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer. But how about Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon, is more medical, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon. So the Rabbanan Achilik are Rav Shimon. And this takes a shita in the Amazon of Lefes, and this also takes a shita in the Amazon of Sanchez. So in other words, so we have a machlikes between Teisves and the Rashbo. Not the Rashbo, Rav Shlomo ben Aderes, but the Rashbo in Teisves, that's the Rash, Rav Shimshi ben Avraham. The Rashbo in Teisves in Zohar Daf Kof Zayin. So according to Teisves, on shita in the Amazon of Lefes, and the Amazon of Sanchez, so it's two separate machlikes. There is one machlikes between Rav Lezer and the Chachom, as to whether we say it's a mizekirin. So Rav Lezer is the biggest machmir, who he says there is no such thing as a Geirah Midah. So even in the case where the Geirah of Iser by itself is incapable of doing the job, except with the cooperation of the Geirah of Eter, still it's awesome. And the Chachomim of Rav Lezer say, no, if the Geirah of Iser by itself is incapable of doing the job, and only with the help of the Geirah of Eter, then it's Mutah. Matzah is Geirah Midah. Mashiach in the case where the Geirah of Iser by itself is capable of doing the job. Even though the Geirah of Eter by itself is also capable of doing a job, then according to Chachamim of Rav Lezer, so it is awesome. And the same thing is true according to the Chachamim of Rav Shimon, in Perek Beis of Olam, Mishneh Ches, Mishneh Tes. But Rav Shimon is a big amateur, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim of Rav Lezer and like the Chachamim of Rav Shimon. And the Chachamim of Rav Shimon agree with the Chachamim of Rav Lezer. But Teisus in Pesachim, Daf Kof Zayin, he says no. He says that the Chachomim of Rav Lezer agree with Rav Shimon. So the question is, Behashte, have Rav Shimon ki Rabbono of Rav Lezer. So why does he treat so discriminately the Rabbono of Rav Shimon? Why does he say that? I mean, Behashte, after all, the Mishneh Yudalev deals explicitly with the case of Eibazekim Lecham, as we spelled out. So in that case, the Rabbonon say that it is Mutah. And the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon do not say that in that case of Ein Bozeket L'Chametz, it is Oser. They say in the case of Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz. So why does he say, V'hashte Haver Rav Shimon K'Rabbonon? So, the Chazon Ish says something very good here in the States. Chazon Ish, and Yodeye, Siman Choftes. Now, so he says, the Teisve says V'hashte Haver Rav Shimon K'Rabbonon because even the Rabbonon who say in Mishneh Ches Ein Bozeket L'Chametz Ve'Seir Shalchu Shalchu Moshe Nofl Ve'Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz Ve'Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz. So it's also Rav Shimon says it's Mutah. The Rabbonon also agree with Rav Shimon that Zev is a Geirah Mizmutah, according to Teisus here, that Zev is a Geirah Mizmutah, even in the case where each Geirah by itself is capable of doing the job. So even though the Geirah of Israel is capable of doing the job, the Geirah of Eter is also capable of doing the job. So in Mele, the Rabbonim agree with Rav Shimon. But why did the Rabbonim chilek on Rav Shimon? So here the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon hold that in this specific situation, it's not shayach to say Zev is a Geirah Mizmutah. When is a child to say Zev is a Geirah Mutah? That is shayach only when the same thing would have been done without the Geirah of Israel. Let's say, according to Teisves, in Pesachim Daf Kof Zayin, so the aloha would be not like the shach. Then the aloha would be that if somebody curdles cheese with two stabilizers, a Nivela stabilizer and a synthetic stabilizer, and each stabilizer being incapable of curdling the cheese, but only through the cooperation of both the cheese is made, even in the case, according to Teisves, so even in the case where you use two stabilizers